education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And I don't think any of us just got out of jail, but we are going to have some fun, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
It's Independence Weekend here, July 4th weekend, from the lovely downtown studios of KTAR in what we term this time of year Furnace, Arizona. We live in the world's largest pizza oven.
Yes, we do. And we survive somehow.
Free saunas every day for every member of the population of the Phoenix metro area.
And you don't have to have stoves. Just take whatever you want and just put it in a pan and set it on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you're set to go.
There you go. But I must end all of that with, it's a dry heat.
Yeah.
it's required. I mean, it's just expected of us, right? All right, so we got a lot of little stuff we want to get to. Little stuff. Very important stuff we want to get through before we get back to some callers. So let's go to Adam's news segment.
I thought that was the geeks.
It is, but it's your news too.
It's
like
Adam's
seven different things.
It's Adam's news.
All right.
Is that different enough
for
you?
Yeah, sure.
Our crack reporter from Glendale, Arizona, Adam Maris.
Yeah. Well, UPS delivers your packages, but
yes. Can
it fix your laptop too?
What?
Mm? Yeah.
Huh? Eh?
Yeah.
What can Brown do for you?
A little bit more now. Toshiba is actually hiring a segment of UPS. UPS will be shipping their laptops, and certain people at UPS, a little segment over there, will be repairing the laptops.
Wait, so the UPS people will be repairing these things?
What can Brown do for you?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Fix my laptop!
Wow.
Actually, what they're doing is Toshiba's made a deal just for warranty work. So what they're trying to do is, since UPS picks up the machine, takes it from the customer's house to the Toshiba Warranty Center, then it gets fixed, and then UPS goes back and says, okay, we'll take it from Toshiba's Warranty Center and ship it back to the consumer. Well, it's taking longer, so UPS said, hey, we have a huge technical staff, so why don't we actually just perform the work for you, and we can get it back to your customer sooner. And Toshiba said, gosh, that sounds like a good idea.
Hey. Next thing you'll see FedEx and DHL.
FedEx did something similar with Packard Bell a long, long time ago. They test marketed that. And
Packard Bell must have been a long
time ago.
Yeah,
it was.
Way back in the day.
Those aren't even funny anymore.
All this tells you folks is the outsourcing, the trying to put it on somebody else's table when it comes to a problem, that just continues. That is the problem in our industry. Nobody wants to actually take care of the customer themselves. They want to find some other way to do it.
It sounds like a great idea, but now think about it. Okay, you have a Toshiba laptop that has a problem. You send it in for warranty. UPS messes it up. Who do you go to?
UPS?
But UPS is going to say, oh, that's a Toshiba laptop.
No.
It's going to be convoluted in the end.
One way or the other, it was damaged in shipping.
Yeah, that's true. It's just going to be a pain.
So what's going to happen is that UPS is going to figure out that the Toshiba laptop owners are all blaming UPS for shipping damage when it was actually physical damage.
Yeah.
And that's actually where I see some of the complication coming. But again, it's just the outsourcing of America. Of course,
Everywhere. It's staying
on this soil. But you know what Brown can do for me?
What?
Before I have to mow that big yard I have,
yeah.
That dog dirt that's back there.
Yeah.
You know, if they could come pick that up,
that would be helpful.
I'm sorry. That was a really bad tie-in. Go ahead. Story number two.
Story number two is barcodes are going to be obsolete at some point.
Get out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What are all those single people that are looking for love going to do?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wrong.
You know that?
Wrong barcode.
Oh, you're too young.
No.
I'm not even going to ask either.
Right.
You can't do anything like old like barcodes anymore. Now you have to have a wireless transmitter in every product you buy instead.
Ah, you know what? I kind of like that. It's the ultimate Big Brother thing, right? You don't have to actually have anything scanned. You just walk into a building.
And bam.
And they know everything. They know what shirt you're wearing. They know how much money you have in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yes.
It marks it all down.
From a retailer standpoint, I'm sure, you know, these big retailers would love to know.
Oh, it's great.
Hey, that guy that just walked in has got $4,000 in his pocket.
Yeah.
But
you're wearing?
My younger brother actually is working in the hospitality industry, and they're working on some very tiny transmitters that will go on every bottle Or all kinds of like stuff for like in the restaurant business, and just mm-hmm. and he was trying to explain all this crazy stuff that's going on. It's like, wow,
it's pretty insane.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah, so they can tell, you know, the wait staff has a tag and all the
so
stuff
who's
is a tag,
what and
so
where?
They know how much was poured by who and when.
Wow.
And yeah, you know, so
that's gonna get crazy.
It's already crazy.
Oh my god,
we're being tracked in ways you wouldn't know.
I don't even want to know.
Did you notice that little stinging sensation as you walked in through the KTAR security system? Yeah, they implanted a
you
chip
were
in you.
You being tagged.
They chipped you while you're... No, I'm just kidding. And story number... Is that it?
Nope, that's all of
them,
I think.
That's it. Okay.
Now, Geek Speak of the Week. The Geek Speak of the Week this week is Love Beeper.
That goes with barcodes, right?
Yeah, kind of. A Love Beeper is a device that comes in male and female versions.
Yeah, buddy!
And it beeps if another person with an opposite sex beeper comes within range. So this... Go ahead.
You know, you could put somebody's eye out with that thing.
Gotta be careful with those beepers,
yes.
Yeah.
These retailers, speaking about retailers, all over the U.S. and other countries are actually giving these to consumers when they come in to help them get to know their fellow shoppers. Marketing, it's some marketing thing. But anyway, so I walk in and I have a female one and you have a male one.
Right.
And if I walk by, you input different information in it. So if I walk by and my information kind of matches what your information is, it beeps. And we start talking. Hey, how are you? I didn't know you were interested in surfing. Yeah, man, let's go check out the beach. Woo. Crazy
what
stuff.
What has this world come to?
Apparently, people can't talk without having devices tell them this.
That it's okay to talk?
I don't understand, but...
So it whispers, this one's safe.
Yeah, you know?
run away
this
from this one.
This one isn't a murderer, so you can talk to him. I don't know. So
that guy's got bad credit. Run.
Run fast.
Yeah. My man, Adam, I have no idea what you're going to have to go through once you kind of get through adolescence and have to actually get out into the real world with those. I can't imagine with all this technology.
I don't know. You won't even be talking to girls, I think. You'll just be communicating via a computer somehow.
Yeah. Let me download a date tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
It's getting crazy.
And how about our free download of the week?
The free download of the week this week is Microsoft Windows Update.
How appropriate.
Yes.
Guess what we want everyone out there in computer land to do? If you have a Microsoft operating system, we implore you to go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com. And if you don't want to remember that, just go to our website, look at the radio show stuff, and you'll see that we've got a link directly to that with our download of the week. That is what will look at your machine and give you the patch or the workaround to try to keep you from getting infiltrated by this new threat on the internet. So once you do that, you're good to go. You got some protection. And when the final patch comes out, we'll notify you as well through our newsletter system. So
what's up?
Got to do it.
This is the godfather of all downloads because it's you go to it and it gives you a plethora of downloads, things that you may not want and things that you must have. People don't still, after all of our... help trying to help them, they don't do it. So if you want to protect yourself, go out there and do that right now.
When I started the show 11 years ago, we had one location. We did our very best to put ourselves out of business by telling everybody out there what they could do so that they would never need to go to data doctors.
And
work. 11 years later, we're going to be at like 20 locations in Phoenix, and we're going in Denver, Dallas, and we're still
everywhere.
Here preaching. This is how you can avoid ever having to come into data doctors.
Yeah, we don't want to see you, but apparently want to see us.
Hold on. That is not true. We want to see as many people as want to come in. But if you want to try to handle it yourself, datadoctors.com, check it out. You can do that. All right, before we go back to the phones, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff about his spur-a-dick.
Spur-a-dick?
That must be an Italian.
Yeah.
Web access with his dial-up account. Ken Coleman, Michael Valdivia, and Adam Maris from Glendale, the 14-year-old whiz kid, back right after this.